The Lord is so good every year. The Lord is so good is every year. That's why Titus 2:13, it says, looking for the blessed hope and the glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior, Jesus Christ. I'm turning 7 years this coming March in Galilee Baptist Church. So this March is 74 years. This church, Galilee Baptist Church. So I'm turning 59 next March, this coming March. So it's still less 17 years. And I always pray to God, if God allow me to live more than that. Because it says in Matthew 16, verse 18, and I say also unto thee, upon this rock I will build my church, and the gate of hell shall not prevail against it. What a wonderful promise of God for this local church here in Kent. And tonight, we will give you a simple message, a short message, and it will take maybe 30 minutes. It's okay, because it's now 6:05. Now, So upon this rock, I will build my church. I was saved December 7, 1985. So this year is 2017, almost 32 years. But still, I need to do something that will merit God, that will give favor to God. Because our time here is limited. Our time is limited. That's why I'm turning 59 next March. But still need to do the will of God. To do the will of God. So please stand and we'll read one passage tonight. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 2. I will read this verse 2, chapter 2 of 1 Peter. As a newborn babes, desire the sincere milk of the word, that you may grow thereby. God bless his word. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we ask your glory. We ask your presence in the midst of us. Please give us your grace and mercy to see the beauty of your holiness. I pray, Father, that you will bless our time together. Use us, Lord, for your glory. In Jesus' name, amen. When we are saved, the Bible refers to us as newborn babes. There's nothing wrong with being a babe in Christ. There's nothing wrong with being in Christ, babe in Christ. However, if a baby is still a baby when it is 5 or 10 or 20 years old, there is something desperate wrong. We would say that the child is not developed and therefore is not normal, but rather its growth has been severe. Problem. This may apply to the Christian. Every Christian must experience spiritual growth. Spiritual growth in order to be normal. If we remain babes in Christ for any length of time after we are saved, we are considered to be abnormal. Christian, it is the normal expected thing for Christian to grow in their faith and knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. That's why 2 Peter 3:18, but grow in grace in the knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. There are three necessary spiritual food that the Christian must eat. Just like it is necessary to eat food to grow physically, it is necessary to eat spiritual food to grow spiritually. The three foods that are essential for spiritual growth are God's word, prayer, and fellowship. That's why upon this rock, I will build my church. I will build my church, and the gate of hell shall not prevail against it. You know, the enemy is always the enemy. So how we can defeat the enemy if we are not doing something for the Lord? That's why upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Every Christian needs to grow. As I said a while ago, I'm turning 32 years in the ministry. But still, I need to grow. I need to grow. I need to grow. I need to grow. So number one, we need God's word to grow. We need God's word. What is God? What is this God's word? We need our Bible. But because of technology, the Bible is already here. So most Christians now, in our modern society, they no longer bring their Bible because of apps. Because of apps. Why? Because the enemy is always at hand. That's why the Bible is God's blueprint for successful Christian living. So the Bible is the answer. The Bible gives us the promise. The Bible is the one that we need to focus our time, our talent, and everything should be in here. I know that in Joshua 1 verse 8 it says, this book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, then thou shalt have a good success. That's why Joshua, he delivered his people into the promised land because of this. The Bible is the answer. The Bible is the answer. Everything is here. Everything is here. That's why Joshua 1:8 says that we should meditate. Think about it. You think about it. You think about it. Therein, day and night. And what is this promise? Promise that if we read God's word and meditate on it, and then do what it say, that then shall have good success. No Christian can grow spiritually without the Bible. I repeat, no Christian can grow spiritually without Bible being part of his daily life. Because of the modern time in the present world, this is my company phone, not mine. Sorry. Christian can grow spiritually without the Bible. That is sperm being part of his daily life. The Bible was given to us from God so that the man of God may be perfect. May be perfect. It means to say spiritually matured. Spiritually matured, truly furnished unto all good works. The Bible is this, on this text is 2 Timothy 3:17. How? 2 Timothy, not Timothy, 3:16 says the scripture were given. All scripture is given by inspiration of God. The word inspiration here means God breath. God breath. That's why inspiration of God, and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. How this thing, how it will help to each one. The men of the Bible did not write whatever they pleased. They wrote as they were directed by God. You know, some we have some pastor, when they read the Bible and prepare and preach their lesson, that's why sometimes they change the word differently. That's why they said, why we use King James Version? Why we use King James Version? For me, it's hard to understand. I'm a Filipino. My accent is different. That's why most Filipino, when they were in the church, they like NIV, the New International Version. They like NIV because it is more easy to understand rather than the KJV. But me, I'm trying my best to understand, to translate, so that it will easy for me to understand what the Lord message to me. So, they wrote as they were directed by God. Wrote as they were directed by God. 2 Peter 1:21 said, the Bible did not come by the will of man. It is not by the will of man. But holy man of God spake as they were moved by the Holy Ghost. How? But how? By hearing the word of God. Romans 10:17. So then faith cometh. Hearing. And hearing by the word of God. So Romans 10:17 say that we increase our faith. Yes, of course, because you are here. You are here. Hearing and hearing the word of God. That's number one. It's 6:50 now. 6:20. Number two, we need prayer to grow. People doesn't like prayer because people embarrass to pray. Me, it's not for me. But if I will pray in my language, it is easy for me. Prayer is our hope. That's why we encourage each of one of us to come on our prayer meeting. Please come. Please come. Why? Because if we as Christians are to grow in our faith, we must learn to pray. Prayer is the way we get things from God. Prayer is asking. Prayer is asking. The more we learn about how to ask God for the things we need, the more we will increase in the Lord. Let me encourage you to have a definite time and place that you meet God every morning. Oh, it's hard to wake up early morning. But in my three years working in Bellevue, it's hard for me 4 o'clock to wake up and drive around 4:50 going to Bellevue. It's hard to wake up, but you need to wake up. How about in our prayer? Do we have time to pray, give our best for God? Because morning is best. There's a saying, if you wake up early, more blessing to come. Right? If you wake up late, no blessing come true. So, because it gives God first in our life and set our heart right for the day ahead. How do I pray? Matthew 21 verse 22, and all things whatsoever ye ask in prayer, ye shall receive. So there's lucky. Ask in prayer, ye shall receive. So what is lacking? Believing. Believing. So when you pray, you believe that God will keep us to you. God will intervene your prayer. God will answer your prayer, our prayer. That's why prayer is very important for us. Just like the word of God gave inspired to us. God breath. So prayer is the one we connect to God. You know, my co-employee always saying, you're too much talking. Year 2004, I worked in American Management Services as a building engineer, and there is a plumbing issue. So that time, I explained everything. So I emailed my boss around 10 sentences. My boss told me, no need to explain. You need to say, I fix it. Oh, you know what? I spent 20 minutes to construct the language. And my boss told me, no, you need to shorten. I fix it. I'm done. Sorry, I'm done. So, pray. Ask God for the things you need very specifically. No need to pray a long, long, long prayer without any direction. That's why now every work order, every email, I said 10-4. Then my boss told me, "What is 10-4? I'm done. I'm done. So, pray specifically. I remember this Luke 11:5-10, asking poor, and he said unto them, "Which of you shall have a friend, and shall go unto him at midnight, and knock the door? Please give me a food. Please give me a food." So this guy was annoyed. Stop it. He continued to knock. He continued to knock the door. What the Bible said. So if you knock, the door is open. If you ask, you will receive. Right? So sometimes, so my finger now is aching. Still not wake up. You know the Lord is always listening to us. So, pray specifically. Pray precise or exact or particular or accurate. We need to pray specifically so that the Lord will understand your request. Number 3 is pray insistently, persistent, demanding that something happen. Or does something do something just like the importunate widow of making repeated or annoying requests or demand? You will find this Luke 18. The importunate widow and the judge. You know the judge? He cannot deny because this widow always asking to secure what she really need. And the judge, so what is the answer for the judge? The judge give her request. Why? Because always annoy, asking for something. So when is the right time to pray? First Thessalonians 5:17. Pray without ceasing. Continue on. Don't quit. Never stop. Pray. Just like Daniel. When he prayed, Daniel never stop, never neglect until he was put in the lion's den. What he did? Pray, constantly, until the lion, then stop. He never endured. The Lord bless Daniel. Pray without ceasing. So, Christian, always complain. Every time we, the Lord did not answer our prayer. Lord, why not? Why not? Until now. And Luke 18 verse 1 is speak a parable unto them to this end that men ought always to pray and not to pain. We need to pray constantly. We need to pray daily. How about if we not eat every day? What happened to us? I'm hungry, right? For how long? For how long? You think you can take until 40 days? Okay, I'm fasting. I'm fasting. But after 40 days, what happened? Do you still need the food? Of course. Of course. That's why, don't stop. Don't neglect. Don't neglect. Because daily, Luke 11 verse 3, give us day by day our daily bread. So, Mark 1:35, and in the morning rising up a great while before day, he went up and departed into a solitary place and did pray early. How about every time we sin? Do we pray every time we sin? Do we pray every time we sin? Yes. Why? If not, we will continue in sinning. We will continue in sinning until the Lord Jesus comes. Wow. It is not. Because 1 John 1:9, if we confess, he is faithful. He is faithful and just to forgive our sin. So the third one, we need God's word to grow. We need prayer to grow. We need fellowship to grow. Hebrews 10:25, not forsaking the assemblies of ourselves together, as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another, so much the more as you see the day approaching. Many pastors doesn't like to preach this Hebrews 10:25. Because many are offended. But in reality of life, we need to hear in the house of God. For so many reasons, you still need in the house of God. Amen? Amen. Our other says no. I will not go to church. Okay. What place? Oh, in East Coast. Oh, sorry. We are in Northwest. That's a bad news. You heard a different channel. We have no snow here. But I have experienced before 2000, I don't know, the year 2011, this 116, that is, I think, evening service. I don't know how to control the break, the time. So all of a sudden, I break. Go to in my place, that is subdivision. This one, there's so many places, right? 223, 224, right? I went down there. Behind me, a girl driving his van is 360. So I told God, can I go to church in spite of this trouble? Of course. Why? Not forsaking the assembly of ourselves together. Because there is no substitute for regular service attendance. It is there that we receive the rich teaching of God's word, so vital to a healthy. I like Peter. I like Peter very much. Peter denied how many times? One, two, three. One, two, three. One, two, three, right? He denied Christ. But, you know, Peter is the first disciple who followed the Lord Jesus Christ. He is the first disciple who volunteered to ask Jesus to do the same thing when they were in the middle of storm. Jesus, can I do the same thing? Of course, you do it. You do it. You do it. But he turned left. He turned right. So he, what happened? He sank. That's why I like Peter. Peter denied Christ. Oh, we know the Lord Jesus Christ's plan for it. He do it for the sake of Peter until he knows Peter what he in the future. So he denied Christ. What Peter did, he repent, right? He confessed his sin so that he will not do it again. He will not do it again. He will not do it again. But you know, Peter is the right hand of God, right? He is the leader of the 11 disciples. He continued serving God with joy and gladness into his heart. That's why, how often did the early church meet the fellowship? Daily. Acts 2:46, and they continued daily with one accord in the temple at breaking of bread from house to house. With one accord did eat their meat with gladness and singleness of their heart. God gave the church and pastor and teacher for the perfecting of the saints. Ephesians 4:11, and he gave some apostles, some prophets, and some evangelists, and some pastors and teachers the word. Perfecting means maturing. So we need fellowship to each other. That's why exhorting one another burden, comforting one another burden, it is certain. As we learn to grow through faithful preacher and teacher in our church, we will hopefully grow unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. Ephesians 4:13, till we all come in the unity of faith and the knowledge of the Son of God unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. We are so blessed tonight. God permit and allow no hindrance for tonight. But because upon this rock I will build my church, and the gate of hell shall not prevail against it. Are we ready for this year, 2017, looking for the blessed hope of Christ? Of Christ. Shall we pray? Lord, we thank you who you are in our life. And we are so thankful that you are in us. Two or three gather in your name, you are in the midst of us. Lord, thank you for this opportunity to keep your desire to your people. We ask that you will guide and direct every one of us here in your house. Lord, we ask for your glory. We ask for your presence. And we give thanks and bring back all the praises to you. In Jesus' name, God bless you all.